It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Last night was a pretty good night. I didn't do anything too bombastic. I don't want to brag, but I was able to work out twice yesterday.
Ooh, all on soul.
Doing 2-a-days. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty jacked. The shirt's pretty tight this morning. But I went home yesterday after the show, and I got a workout in, and I just did it at home. And then I was like, oh, tonight's the night where I have to take my daughter to gymnastics at the rec center for an hour and a half, and that's when I usually work out.
Oh, look at you.
I went ahead and just worked out at the gym last night as well. So
nice, man. I'm surprised you didn't call in thick today.
Dude, I'm so sore. I'm so stiff. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I can't turn to the left.
What'd you work?
I just did everything.
Full body.
If I did full body last night, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do everything since I have an hour and a half.
Yeah,
absolutely. Workouts. I'm a little stiff.
A little stiff this morning. I made some stew in the crock pot last night. Thank you very much.
We were talking about that, and I was like, was it with beef or tofu?
Beef.
You know, Jeremy, beef. You never know.
But yeah, that protein for my 2-a-days.
Yeah.
It was beef stew with some rolls and dippage. And, oh, so good. And then the one final thing going on in my life is woke up this morning with sweet Nick Nack. She was up early and getting ready to leave, and she went, ugh. And I was like, what? What's the matter, honey? You just don't want to see me leave?
Oh,
come on, embrace me. She's like, no, the stupid elves didn't pull their magic last night and move around the elf on the shelf.
Sometimes they get lazy.
Sometimes they get lazy and forget.
And then you have to wake them up and be like, you have to do something.
Hurry up and move, you dumb elf.
Kids. So mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was super irritated that she had to whisper in their ear and make them do something creative.
Yeah. Oh,
she's a good mom, though. You know, you got to keep those elves on top of things.
I know.
They get into shenanigans.
They really do every year.
They get so tired. I feel like you're right. Like, they just take a bunch of little elf naps.
They
and
take
they
a
totally
lot of
forget.
Breaks, which really annoys parents. And you want to take them and chop their little heads off and throw them in the trash.
But, yeah.
You know, you refrain from doing that.
You do. You have to, because that elf magic will come back and haunt you.
Yeah, it really will.
In the oven,
yeah.
But I can't wait until they move out, those elves.
Oh, yeah. Go with the kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, you go find your own. Man, one time an elf, they exploded a mango in a microwave with ketchup to clean up one time.
Wow.
I was just like, Tony, you're the best little elf. I just want to squeeze you.
Yeah, we like it when they get in the flour and stuff at our house and it gets everywhere.
They love to create mess.
They lived in my parents' house.
Yeah,
wow,
we were
good
lucky.
For you. Yeah, there were lucky. How many children did your parents have? Yeah, they did.
Five.
Like, we don't want
six. Yeah, I
don't
think they had room. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah.
Your parents had enough to deal with.
They did. Exactly. They really did.
So anyway, I don't know where the elves ended up. I left.
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
Looks like you and the elf will have something to do today.
Oh, man.
So that was my night. What did you clowns do? Josh, what'd you do?
I was chilling for a little bit. You know what's funny? I actually got a really good workout in yesterday as well, and I am very sore and stiff.
We're sore,
like,
bros,
yeah,
man.
I'm moving around.
I'll rub your shoulders later, and you can rub mine.
I got you. I'll rub your feet.
I'll leave.
You'll watch. I know you.
And then after that, I got a call from one of my friends, and it was a very random call, but he's like, hey, dude, just got laid off. And I was like,
that's not what
you want to hear at all. And so he was like, I want to go out. And I was like, all right, sounds good. He wanted to go out at like 8 p.m. And I was like, that's pretty late for me, but I want to be a good friend.
I have my jammies on at that point.
I know.
I had not going out clothes on at all. And I was like, all right, you know, I'll be a good friend or whatever. And 8 p.m. turned into 8:30 and then 8:45. So I was like,
I want to stay here. You bounced by 8:45?
No, he got there at 8:45.
Oh, God.
I was like, I want to stay here for 10 minutes. I ended up staying till like 10, and I was like, I got to go to bed, and I left, and that's way too late for me, so
yeah.
I'm tired this morning, but you know what, it was fun to, you know, hang out and see him and talk and stuff, and that sucks, man. That's such a
you kind of have
thing.
To at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah, you need to be there for your friend.
Yeah, and it's not fun, and you know, it's all those typical things.
He'll be there for you next year when we all get fired.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad he will be.
Or
I was
celebrating
there for him
rather.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's always
positive thinking.
It's always that positive thing of like, he's like, you know, this is a good thing. This is a good thing, and there's so many more opportunities out there in the world and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, and that's. You know, that's a good mindset to look at and stuff like that, because it's, you know, it's especially around the holidays that's tough.
Yeah,
so,
it's all how you look at stuff.
You're
it
a
was
good friend.
Fun to see, yeah, it was fun to see him and hang out and stuff like that, but it was kind of under.
Did you buy him a drink?
I did. Yeah. I did. Attaboy. So that was the thing. Yeah, I did. And I just kept sipping my water the whole night, because I'm like, I do not consume alcohol on weeknights. I can't do that, because the next morning you're just feeling terrible.
You're toast. You can't do that with this show.
Yeah, with this show, you can't at all. And then, so I got home about 10. And I was so tired, I went right to bed. And I was like, okay. And then this morning, the alarm hit hard, man. I bet. Oh, my goodness. So I'll be going to bed very early tonight.
All right. Katie, what'd you do?
Yeah, I had a date yesterday. I know. Shout out to It's Just Lunch. Because, again, they set everything up. All I do is just show up. And I love
nice
that
plug.
About
Solid.
It. Now, for real,
yeah.
though, that's
Solid.
The best part.
Yeah.
Dating stinks. So the fact that I don't have to do anything but show up, that is great. So I went on a date last night, and I got to meet somebody named Steven. And all I could think about is Kristen Cavallari on The Hills. Anybody? When she,
Same.
Steven. Like, so that's like in my head, that's how I say his name, Steven. But he was really fun. Like,
yeah.
We had so much in common. Okay, so he's like, I run a 5K a day. And I was like, I like walk or run. I was telling you guys, like, this year I really put a whole lot of effort into it, and I walk and run a lot. And I was like, yeah, I do about 3 miles. He's like, oh my God, that's 5K. Apparently, a 5K is 3.1 miles.
Yeah, look
Did
it
you
up.
Not
so
know
we
that?
No, I didn't. So we do the same thing.
Katie.
And I was like, well, that's
okay,
really
so there's
cool.
one check mark.
Exactly.
Do
and
you know
then,
what the K stands for? 5K?
Kilometers.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Just making sure.
Crazy for doing Craig that every day.
Yeah. But yeah, so he said that he did that. And then he's like, yeah, and I'm a big reader. And I was like, I also like to read,
I
right?
I've seen a book.
So, yeah, like I've seen a book. I see books every night. So we had that in common. And it's hard to find somebody who runs and reads, right? But the biggest thing is we're out at this restaurant eating. And, for me, one of my things, I guess, that I always feel a little apprehensive about showing people is how I eat. And I don't know if it's because I grew up with siblings. I'm a little aggressive about my food. And
it's
like
all
when,
over her face
when Josh
every time.
And I went and ate that fried chicken, I kept thinking, I'm like, oh, I'm going to gross him out.
You're an aggressive eater.
Like, Josh is very clean. And so I'm like, I'm going to gross Josh out. He's going to see me eat fried chicken. He's not going to talk to me anymore. But
dipped in...
I know,
everything.
So how was this guy? Was he a gross eater too?
He still likes me. He asked me for my number. No, he was not a gross eater. He actually was very grown up and mature, and he said things like, this meal is very pleasant. And I was like, it is. You know what? It is. And so like, it was like having a date with a grown man. And I just
a real
it.
Real life adult man.
Wow.
A real life grown man.
Well, this is all great. Three very nice things. But
yeah.
Then off the air, you told me the two additional things
what?
That kind of sparked your interest as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here at the end of the date, we were paying for our meals and stuff. And he pulls out his black American Express card.
Okay.
And I was like,
ooh, look at that.
Ah.
Okay.
Because he's a financial advisor. So he tells people what to do with their money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
Okay.
Steven.
All right.
So
is that the black card that you got?
And then we're like talking. And again, he's just very, it just felt like it was so right. Everything was so right about it. And then we walked out and he gets into a blue SUV BMW. And I was like,
okay. Oh. Checking all the boxes
Rich
up today,
Steven.
Aren't you, sir?
I know.
Mr. Steven, grown up Steven.
I know. And so I really enjoyed this date. And so far, and then like even I went on a walk run last night and he went on a run. And he's like, hey, my run was really good. How was yours? I'm like, oh, so he's texting me. So I actually ate that fried chicken sandwich in front of this man and he still likes me.
Look at that.
I'm excited for you. This guy sounds good.
I hear wedding bells.
So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But as of right now, fingers
pretty solid.
Crossed.
That's awesome.
Is there anything he does that kind of turned you off? Anything?
No, he's not a huge sports fan. That was the one thing. But he was like, I can cheer for him with the best of them, right? Like,
yeah, he can
he's
fake
like,
it.
Yeah, so he was just like, I was like, well, I have a tattoo. And he was like, oh, okay. So I don't know. Yeah. So there was that little thing where it was just a little like, oh, and his face made a face.
He's like, I know somebody that can remove that. No big deal.
I know, right?
I'll use my black American Express card.
That.
What is
no
the
problem.
Limit on the black card? Does anybody know?
I don't
know?
Think there is a limit, right?
Is there no limit? I'll have to look that up.
I think there's
I don't
no
know.
Limit. Was it metal? Was it the metal card? Ting, ting, ting,
I don't
ting,
know. I didn't know there was a difference. I just saw it was black and I was like,
we'll have to
Steven.
Look that up and see what the limit is.
That's funny.
Blue's my favorite color.
I love him.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.